This is TWiT.
We actually have Jeff Walter, who is the section emergency coordinator from South Texas, joining us this evening. And Jeff, your call sign, I have it. It's KE5FGA. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And Jeff's going to tell us a little bit about, first of all, Jeff, tell us, make sure you're safe there in Texas. Where are you located? Let's say, according to, how far away are you from Houston?
I would say that I'm about 20 miles from downtown Houston on the west side. If you know where Highway 99 goes around on the west side, and we're almost at Waller County. It's about 1 mile from the Waller County line.
Okay, and but yes, you and your family are safe. Unfortunately, a lot of families around there are not. So tell us, what has your Aries group been doing to help out?
Pretty much we've been on a wait. This has been a two-part hurricane, one that hit the land down in the south part of Texas with the wind, and we got nothing of the wind. And then it turned into a rain event as it moved along the coast. The rain stopped down at where it hit, where the winds were, and then we got all of the rain, and the rain just would not stop. It started raining on Friday morning at 6:05, and it stopped raining here yesterday afternoon at about 12 o'clock.
Okay, and Victor's going to show some pictures here in the background. He's just... You're going to see some hurricane pictures. You don't have to explain anything. So we did see some things from one of your emergency coordinators, KE5CVH, who said they've been working out of this EOC, and they had been coordinating some stuff and even possibly putting some people around some launch boats. Did anything come of that?
I don't know anything about the launch boats. That is our Harris County Homeland Security Office of Emergency Management almost in downtown Houston.
Okay.
Right now, a lot of those folks are setting up over where the Texans play at NRG Stadium. But launch boats, I don't know anything about that.
Okay. And and you see, this is what happens when we have so much social media, everybody, that you see some Aries people might put out some statements that might not be true on Facebook. So that's why you kind of question it and make sure you follow up. Second thing, obviously, you're trying to tell us do not self-deploy down there to the Houston area or maybe even Port Arthur. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. Some places you may be stopped by police. They won't let anybody in. And other places, they don't want your help. They don't need your help. At least they don't need it yet. And so we want you to wait until a coordinated effort is made for resources going into anywhere, including Harris County.
Okay. And are you guys manning any of the Red Cross shelters down there?
Yes, we are. The initial Red Cross request came for 22 shelters, and I think it is up to 93 now. But they're the same way. As long as the cell phones work, then they really don't need ham radio operators. At least that's what they feel, because they can talk to everybody with their cell phone. Well, yeah, you can, one person at a time. But they would like to for you to go away and then come back when it's really busy. A lot of the shelters that are down in the south part of Texas are not busy right now. And they're closing up, but they're springing up in Harris County and the counties around Harris County, and they've even have some shelters that are up in around the Dallas area.
Understandable. And one of the things that I've seen is that right now it might not be an immediate emergency, and people might be staying with friends and family. But come a week from now, when those people are tired of them, or they just don't have the room or the space, or you run out of money for your hotel rooms, what do you do then? Then you start filling in shelters. So what's your opinion about that, Jeff?
So what will happen is they will open up pods, points of distribution, and they'll pass out ice, food, and water. And the idea is once the water goes down and they open up these pods, right now trucks that are full of this stuff, they can't get anywhere because the roads are flooded. So they have assets sitting all over the county in non-flooded areas waiting to be sent to NRG, which is where all of our food, ice, and water will be staged until a pod opens up. And pods will be at very large centers like football stadiums, high school football stadiums, or colleges or something like that. And then they'll send the trucks out there. By the time all this is organized, hopefully they'll have enough volunteers to staff the pods, enough police, the roads will be clear, and they'll move out of the shelters, move into the pods, and then maybe the stores will restock and open up because even our store, just a mile from here, they have nothing. You go down there, you want a bag of chips, they don't have it.
Oh, exactly. Now, Don, we know Don that has been in the same situation, being evacuated and being a ham. Don, do you have any questions for Jeff at this point in time?
I can tell you that I feel for those folks who are in those evacuation shelters. For Katrina, 12 years ago, we spent 2 weeks. We didn't have to go to a shelter, thankfully. We had the wherewithal to go to a hotel. But nonetheless, we visited some of the shelters and some of the places for Red Cross and FEMA to get some assistance. And my heart goes out to all of those people up there. I don't have any specific questions. I just, Jeff, I just want to thank you and your team for everything that you're doing, because as one who was displaced 12 years ago, and I got to tell you, this whole week has given me some seriously bad flashbacks. I'm so ready for this to be over, and it looks like it is on its way out now. It's right up around central Louisiana now, probably just as a weak tropical storm. But man, just thank you for everything that you've done and will do and will continue to do, because this is going to be a very, very, very long recovery process, because Katrina is no longer the benchmark. Harvey is now the benchmark.
So I have if Amanda, are you done with your questions, Amanda?
Pretty much. I just, anything else I'd want to follow up with is how many people do you have out there that are in the shelters or ready to man the shelters, any of that kind of stuff?
I don't have a good count on that. You can look at the Red Cross website and hover all over each one of the shelters, and there is not a good count on the shelters. There's a shelter about a mile away from us. If you hover over the shelter, it'll give you a count of zero. We know there are more people there, but our area is not flooded. You can't have a shelter where it's flooded. You have to have it where it's not flooded. So I really don't have a good idea. The big place down at George R. Brown downtown, they had over 9,000 evacuees there. They don't like to call them evacuees. They like to call them guests. But now they're going to move them out of the GRB and take them someplace else as soon as Metro, which is our transportation system, the road's clear enough for them to get on the Metro and maybe go down to NRG, which is a much bigger place and can handle them easier. There's no parking downtown.
Oh, I can imagine. And if so, they probably charge a fortune and you probably can't get it validated whether you're an evacuee or a guest or not. I'm just kidding. Jeff, you take the final comments there. You finish it up. Tell us everything else you'd like us to know about what's going down there in South Texas.
So that's true on the parking. It costs $10 to park even if you're a volunteer. So the three things that I would like for anyone that does emergency communications, we want you to have a plan and have the plan before something happens and stick to the plan. And part of that having the plan is to have a backup plan whenever a repeater fails or someone doesn't show up. Whenever your plan fails a little bit, have a backup plan to that plan. The second thing is don't take an assignment that you are not comfortable with. We don't want you to drive through the high water that you're showing the pictures on the screen now. Don't drive through that. Stay home. That's what we want folks to do now. We want them to stay home until the water recedes, because we're not going to replace your truck. We're not going to replace anything. You're a volunteer. If you get hurt, you're on your own. And the third thing is don't ever let the lack of equipment stop you from volunteering. There are plenty of jobs for folks that are newly licensed or they have maybe only a 5-watt radio. But get with your emergency coordinator and figure out something for you to do. You can be logging, and you have to learn sometime. We weren't all born with all the equipment that we have now. You see the ICOM radio, whatever it was, on the desk. You acquire that stuff over time. So start out slow, and you'll get there over time, and help your community.
Absolutely. And I always try to push. I'm a big Aries person here, huge Aries person. Try to push people, get into those public service roles, do a 5K run, do a 10K run, you know, do any of that stuff to get yourself a little bit coordinated with what's going on in the bigger picture and get yourself prepared. So, Jeff, I'd really like to thank you for being here tonight. Don, would you like to say anything else?
Just Amanda, great job on the interview. You being an Aries person and you lining this up, I wanted to give you the shot to have this interview, and you knocked it out of the park. Jeff, thank you so much for everything that you're doing and will continue to do down there. And all of Texas is in our prayers, and we Absolutely. appreciate everything that you and all of your team are doing down there.
You're welcome. I do have a website though.
So yes, by all means, coming, give it to us.
If someone's coming into town because their family is flooded out. And they have their radio equipment, and they wonder, well, what frequency are those guys on? Well, if you go to www.arrlstx.org, there's a whole set of FEMA forms there that is updated at least once a day, and there's a frequency list. If you look on that list, you have the ICS 205. We have a plan for, and you can click on any of those links, and the stuff will pop right up. It's coordinated. The 205, the one for the VHF and UHF repeaters, and then the HF plan. We have to not just concern ourselves with talking regionally. We have to, or locally, we have to concern ourselves with possibly talking regionally. So we have a separated local VHF UHF plan and a region-wide, South Texas region-wide communication plan. But stick to the plan.
Awesome. Jeff, thank you so much again for everything that you're doing.
Thank
Amanda,
you.
Great job. And
thank you.
We appreciate you so much, Jeff. Thanks a lot.